Chapter 1. Music pulsed in my ears like the rhythm of an aroused heartbeat, as wafts of cigarette smoke infiltrated my lungs. The high of triumph emanated around the crowded room. The bookshelf patrons loomed around the walkways and hoarded around tables, drinks in hand. This was fairly usual for a Saturday night here, but especially after our team had just won another soccer game earlier that night. It was a typical bar catering to the college crowd, smoky with dim lighting and big-screen televisions hanging up in the corners. There was also a small stage area for live music that they had now and then, but tonight it was just deafeningly loud music playing over a sound system. Jonas and Ethan, two guys from the team, and my closest friends, insisted that I come out with them tonight. It didn't take too much convincing, since we were all in a pretty good mood after our big win. No arguments here. "Come on, bro. We need that handsome face of yours to help us score some dates tonight." Jonas tried to play it off like he was just joking around. But we all knew he liked the attention he seemed to get when they brought me out with them. I didn't mind. I was always up for hanging out. Jonas wasn't a bad-looking guy himself, but he was adamant that having me as a wingman really boosted his game. Of course, I obliged. I certainly wasn't opposed to seeing who was out tonight or making the acquaintance of some hot girls, though I never needed a wingman to score with the ladies. All I had to do was show up. As soon as we had arrived, we waited around for a table to open up, walking around in the meantime, just talking it up with people we knew here and there. Once we got a table, we sat and ordered some beers.
"Porter, you still seeing Katie?"
Ethan asked, one corner of his mouth raised in a half smile. It was common for my teammates to call me by my last name.
"Not if I can help it. You interested?"
I suspected Ethan had a thing for Katie, though I knew he would never admit to it.
"She's hot. I'd hit that."
Ethan laughed in an attempt at indifference and held his beer bottle up for a cheers. Jonas and I obliged. About that time, a couple of girls came up to our table to say hi, both in short skirts and high heels, with legs for days. They made small talk with the three of us, although I couldn't help but notice, like always, that they were mostly looking at me. What could I say? Being Dylan Porter had its perks. I wasn't too shy to say that I had a certain charm with women. Hell, who was I kidding? I wasn't shy at all. I never had a problem getting a date, if you could call them that. Coming from a wealthy family and having a certain amount of good looks usually meant that a girl had a lot of self-confidence to approach me. Sometimes, though, it almost felt like some sort of secret competition these girls had against each other to see who could impress me the most. There wasn't much these girls weren't willing to do to get my attention. I rarely had to approach a girl myself, and honestly, couldn't remember the last time I had. For me, there was no challenge, other than getting them to leave me alone after I'd given them a little attention. I was a nice guy, sympathetic even, but there was only so much I could take when I wasn't interested. After the last couple of girls I'd gone out with had gotten overly clingy, I figured that keeping my options open for a while would do me some good. I wasn't in a hurry to rush back into anything like that anytime soon, since I wasn't looking for anything serious at the moment, but I wasn't averse to a little fun either. It would just take a really special girl to impress me at this point, beyond a casual fling. And since all the girls around here were like Stepford Wife clones of each other, I didn't see that happening anytime soon. A few other girls came up and joined the two already there, and after a few minutes, they all moved on before another round of girls came by, doing their own bidding. Some even brought us more drinks. After we'd been there for a while, I saw Clara Kincaid, a girl I knew through some mutual friends, come in the front entrance. That alone would not normally be enough to warrant any mention, but trailing behind her was a girl who caught my eye. She was a gorgeous brunette with big blue eyes and a smoking hot body. Who was that girl? I hadn't recalled ever meeting her before. I watched them walk toward the back of the bar where they must have found a table, though I couldn't really tell, since my back was facing them. Maybe I'd get a chance to run into them later, I thought.